Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
One person is in custody for allegedly making threatening statements against a Southwest suburban high school. WBBM's Bernie Tafoya with that story.
Plainfield police say there is no indication there was any real threat against any Plainfield school, but a juvenile was arrested yesterday for allegedly making such a threat. It reportedly was a threat to carry out a shooting at Plainfield Central High School. Police tracked down the young person who allegedly made the statements, and the student claimed it was made as a joke. That cost the student at least a night at the River Valley Juvenile Justice Center and a Class 4 felony disorderly conduct charge. Bernie Tafoya, News Radio, 105.9 FM.
Marion Central Catholic High School in Woodstock is closed today due to a lightning strike late yesterday afternoon. Authorities say a chimney at the school was hit, causing it to break apart and damage the roof and several gas lines. Although some students were still at school when it happened, no one was hurt. School officials say the damage is extensive. Lightning also struck the historic Woodstock Opera House, causing only minor damage there. The head of Chicago's largest ride-sharing company says he wants to be part of any discussion on the creation of a new congestion tax.
Mayor Lightfoot is considering some kind of tax to reduce congestion in downtown Chicago. Dara Khosrowshahi, the CEO of ride-sharing company Uber, says his firm wants to be part of the solution but doesn't want the industry singled out.
On any morning commute, for example, there are only 1,400 Ubers on the road. And if you take a look at the ride-sharing services, we account for around 3% of miles driven.
The mayor says no specific plans on the table.
We need to look at this comprehensively. We need to make sure that we understand and have enough data to be able to make specific recommendations.
The Uber exec spoke after promising to bring 2,000 new jobs to Chicago for Uber Freight. At City Hall, Craig Delamore, News Radio, 105.9 FM.
An organization that helps moms connect with employers is in the loop passing out baby on board buttons to expectant mothers. WBBM's Mike Krauser explains why.
The idea behind the buttons is to get CTA riders to give up their seats for expectant mothers without the awkwardness, says Colleen Curtis with the Mom Project. A Chicago woman brought the idea to the CTA and felt the agency was dragging its feet.
So I actually had my first son in London, where they have the most famous baby on board pin program. So like literally the minute I got pregnant, someone was giving me a pin. And it really felt like people were like leaping out of their seats when they saw it. So when Megan Newfer, she's the mom that brought this up to us, said like, we need something like London. I was like, we totally need something like London. She has a 4-month-old baby, and so she's not able to make it this morning. She's been at a bunch of she couldn't get a seat on the train.
They did 2,500 buttons, and you can get one by direct messaging the Mom Project on Instagram. The CTA is offering the buttons now as well. In the loop, Mike Krauser, News Radio 105.9 FM.
Four more cases of Legionnaires' disease have been reported at a senior citizen's home in West Suburban Batavia. The Kane County Health Department says the new cases at Covenant Living at the homestead are in addition to four others reported last month. Officials with the facility say they've been cooperating with both the state and county on proactive measures at the senior living community to deal with those issues. The Chicago Board of Elections is now sending out voter cards to more than 1.5 million people across the city. The cards have information about where to vote, as well as how to give the board their email address. That email address will be used to encourage voters to cast ballots by mail and to tell them about changes in their polling place and other information. Officials say the email addresses will be kept private. And some monarch butterflies have left Chicago for a long journey.
They're tagging monarch butterflies.
Sue Dombro is director of the Trailside Museum in River Forest.
Over the years, their numbers have declined dramatically. And so in order to see what's happening, people have started to put, it's a small sticker tag, and we put it on the wings of butterflies that are adults now. And these butterflies will fly all the way to Mexico.
A rainy day in Thatcher Woods as young and old watch the monarch butterflies take flight. Terry Keschner, News Radio 105.9 FM.
We get it. Attention spans just aren't what they used to be. Heads in social media and eyes on Netflix. But what do people do with their ears? Well, for one,
They're listening to audio.
Americans spend 4.4 hours with audio every day.
Oh, and you want the proof?
Well, you just sat through this ad that's now approaching 30 seconds. What could you say to a potential customer in 30 seconds? Let Odyssey put together a media plan tailor-made for your unique marketing needs. Advertise with Odyssey. Visit ads.odyssey.com.